Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and our listener lines are open, so we'll welcome your calls right now to 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or if you're dealing with some difficult issue, well, let us hear from you. We'll talk it through on this March 1st edition of Basic Gospel. Again, the number, 844-322-2742. Call now because it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And Bob, happy March to you and to all of our listeners. And you know, it was just 1 year ago today that the first case of COVID-19 was diagnosed in New York. And so we have had a tough 12 months since then.
Yes, we have. It's hard to believe. And I did a video, a YouTube video about the pandemic, and that was probably several weeks into it.
Yeah.
And some of the numbers back then were just really low. You know, we just had a few cases and, you know, a few deaths and that sort of thing. And that's just grown exponentially.
Indeed,
it's just
yeah.
been amazing to see what has happened over the last year here in America. Over 500,000 people have lost their lives. So it's been a very, very sad year for many, many people. I know also many folks have lost jobs, and
and
it just all of life has been turned upside down for them. And thank goodness that we have the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we have a foundation for our lives. I mean, God said, or Jesus said to us, in this world we're going to have tribulation. In this world we're going to have trials and tribulations. No one is immune from that.
No one
will be able to escape the trials and tribulations of life. There, you know, we think we can kind of control our situations and control our finances and control our health and control this, that, and the other. And in reality, we just can't. We just can't control those things.
No.
We can do as good as we can do, but in the end, we're going to experience adverse circumstances in this life. But we have the promise that Jesus Christ has overcome the world,
yeah.
and we can find great solace, great peace, great rest through faith in him. And one thing that we do know for sure, in spite of what happens in this world that we live in spite of the circumstances going up and down in every which way possible, something is always constant, and that is the love of Jesus Christ, the presence of Jesus Christ in a believer's life.
Yes.
And we can always look to him in all things.
In all things, and all things rejoice, because he is the king of our lives, and we rest in him every day. Thanks, Bob, for those thoughts. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. We want to hear from you. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. We hope you'll take advantage of it. I know that over the weekend you must have had a question that popped into your mind. Maybe a situation arose and you'd like to discuss it. Well, good opportunity right now to call us at Basic Gospel and talk through that situation. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number to call. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in off hours, and it's an interesting call from Jordan. Let's listen.
Hey, this is Jordan, based out of Joplin, Missouri. I just had a quick question. So on September 15th of 2020, I believe it was Trump signed a peace treaty with Israel, and in the Bible, it says that, you know, the seven-year peace treaty. Well, all of a sudden, this peace treaty, and it literally says treaty of peace, Abraham peace treaty or something like that, was signed on September 15, 2020 for Israel and I believe seven countries. My question is, do you think that this could be the seven-year peace treaty, the beginning of the 7 years of tribulation? I'm just a little confused in this area.
Well, Jordan, I don't think you have to be confused about that at all. I mean, as far as that particular peace treaty was concerned, it was to try to normalize relations between Israel and several of the surrounding countries. I think the United Arab Emirates, I think Bahrain were two of those particular countries. But I don't think it is, you know, a peace treaty over with an overarching scope of the entire region at all. So no, if you're looking at eschatology from, you know, that things are still going to happen in the future and that peace treaty is going to come about sometime maybe in our lifetime, maybe in the next generation. I don't think this fits the bill at all for that. So we don't have to be frightened. We don't have to be concerned. We don't have to be anxious about those things. And that's the sadness in my heart about so many believers out there. When they think about the future, they think about the future in such a negative light. Mm-hmm. And they think of a peace treaty like this, and their hearts just start to race, and they get anxious on the inside, and they're fearful of what might happen to them.
Yeah.
Now, here's the good news. As far as believers are concerned, we've already been marked out by the Holy Spirit. God has sent the Holy Spirit to take up residence in us. He is the seal guaranteeing our eternal inheritance. We have the wonderful promise in Romans 5:9 that we have been saved from the wrath to come.
Right.
The wrath of God is not for believers. That is the final judgment against unbelievers, where they will experience their eternal destiny, and that's eternal death. And why do they experience that? Because they have rejected God's offer of life that was made to them in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So they have denied the gospel, have rejected the gospel. They have said in their own hearts and out loud as well that they want to live their way, do their thing. So they have lived in rebellion against the good news of Jesus Christ. So the wrath of God is going to be against them, but we're saved from the wrath, and we have the seal of the Holy Spirit guaranteeing our eternal inheritance. So there's absolutely nothing that we believers should fear as far as the future is concerned.
Yeah, right.
Our future is filled with great hope. We have this hope that Jesus Christ is coming back, and when he comes back, he's going to draw us unto himself. We're going to be with him forever. We're going to discover just the reality of who he is. We're going to see him for who he is, and seeing him for who he is, we're going to see ourselves for who we are. Why? Because in this world, we're like him, and we're going to see that in its full measure, in its full vivid detail when he returns. We're going to be with him forever. This new Jerusalem is going to come down from heaven, and God's dwelling place is going to be there. We're going to be with him forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to receive resurrected bodies. Just as Christ got a brand new body, a resurrected body, we're going to get a body just like that, an eternal body, an immortal body, an imperishable body. And so this salvation that God has brought to us in Jesus will be made complete when these bodies are made new.
Yeah.
And all of that is up ahead. So as far as your future is concerned, Jordan, it is a future with bright promise, bright hope. Not I hope these things will happen, but for sure thing.
Sure knowledge.
This is going to happen. Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back for you. He's going to give you a brand new resurrected body, and you're going to be with him forever, joined up with everyone else who has confessed with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and have believed in their hearts that God raised him from the dead.
From the dead. Jordan, thanks for reaching out. We loved hearing from you. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to get in contact with us. Again, friends, that phone number, 844-322-2742. We'd love for you to be a part of the live Basic Gospel broadcast. Again, 844-322-2742. That's the number in the U.S. and Canada. And for those of you who support Basic Gospel this month, we have a wonderful resource that has been helping people enter God's rest for several years now. It's called the New Covenant Journey. Now, this journey will take you to a place of rest and equip you to live your life in Jesus Christ to the very fullest extent. The New Covenant Journey. We want you to have a copy of it, and to say thanks for your gift, we're going to send you one here in the month of March. Again, donate at basicgospel.net, our regular website. Just click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage, and be sure to request your copy of The New Covenant Journey. Again, donate today if possible at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question from Melissa, who lives in Oklahoma. She says, my brother is dating and living with a Christian woman who is separated from her husband. He's even gone as far as buying an engagement ring, even though she hasn't even filed yet for divorce. She herself has felt many strong convictions from God and has ended the relationship many times, only to end up back with him in a few days. If they were to die like this with all their convictions from God and not heeding his voice, would they end up in heaven?
Well, that's a great question, and we have to ask the question, what is it that enables us to be with God forever? It's not a matter of, will I go to heaven when I die? Is it, am I going to be with the Lord? And that question is answered here and now. Am I going to be with the Lord here and now? And if so, how is that going to happen? Am I going to have to clean up my behavior? Am I going to have to perfect myself? Am I going to have to make myself holy in order to be accepted by a holy God? Am I going to have to make myself alive to be connected to the living God? Am I going to have to make myself righteous to be connected to the righteous God? And the answer to that is, if that was the requirement, none of us would be in relationship with God. None of us would be connected with God. None of us would make our way in Christ. So that's the big question. So we come into this world in Adam. Adam's destiny was death. That's what he brought about as far as we are concerned. When he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he died spiritually. He passed on that condition to every other human being. So we come into this world, we look all beautiful and innocent as little babies, and then we get into the terrible twos, and we get mad, and we get angry, and we throw temper tantrums, and nothing changes. We just get a little more sophisticated in how we manage those things until we hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And when we hear the good news of Jesus Christ, we are taken out of Adam and we are placed into Christ Jesus. So it's his grace that saves us through faith. And when that occurs, we are no longer in Adam. We're no longer in the realm of sin and death. Now we are in Christ in the realm of eternal life. Mm-hmm. Now, our behavior didn't get us into Christ, and our behavior is not going to kick us out of Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection guarantee that. So we have to realize that once we're in Christ, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Our sins have been dealt with. And so once we're in Christ, we're going to be in Christ forever.
Yeah.
That's the good news. Now, that truth, understanding that truth and allowing that truth to become the foundation for our lives, enables us to look at the situations that come our way. Mm-hmm. Is this moving down this path? Is this going to be a path that is in line with who I am in Christ? Or is it going to be a path that was more in line with who I was in Adam? Now, if it's a path that is going to be more in line with who you were in Adam, that doesn't make sense to go down that path. The right path is the one that's in Christ, the in Christ path.
Yeah.
And that's going to be to follow kind of God's grand design, that will enable you to enjoy life to the full.
Absolutely. Melissa, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Once again, the phone number, friends, 844-322-2742. That'll get you directly into Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. We had a question I think, Bob, you can answer it in just a very few words. This is from Pat, who dropped a voicemail to us. She says, what happened to the people who arose from the graves back in the time when Jesus was crucified?
Well, you know, we don't really know. I mean, it just says they came out. That's one of those head scratchers as far as a passage in the Bible. We read about it in Matthew. So lots of crazy stuff happened when Jesus died.
Yeah.
And there was the curtain that was torn in the temple from top to bottom. That was something that was unusual. The earth shook.
Yeah.
There was an earthquake. That was something that was unusual. People came out of their graves and they walked around Jerusalem. That was unusual. Now, what happened to those folks? We don't know. We assume they went back into their graves, or they may have gone into heaven with the Lord. We don't really know. The Word of God doesn't give us the end of that story. But I think what Matthew wants us to understand is that event that occurred on that Roman cross, the death of Jesus Christ, was an event that changed everything, that turned the world upside down. And God punctuated that event with these unusual happenings, and they were almost like neon signs pointing to the cross saying, people, pay attention.
Yeah.
People of Israel, pay attention. Jesus isn't an ordinary criminal. Those two on either side of Jesus, they were ordinary criminals. Jesus was the Son of God. He was crucified for what the Jews judged to be blasphemy, that he, a mere man, was claiming himself to be God. That's what their accusation was against Jesus, and certainly Jesus said those things. Mm-hmm. He claimed to be God. He sure. said, I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He claimed God the Father's name, the great I am. All of these things were true about Jesus. And the religious leaders, they just couldn't handle that. And so they ripped their clothes and declared blasphemy and that he was worthy of death. They handed him over to Pontius Pilate. But this was all a part of the plan of God to take away the sins of the world so that we could be liberated from that realm of sin and death. Bob, I was thinking about this today. You know, there's been some television shows and some movies and that sort of thing, and it shows like a human being getting sucked into like a computer game.
Oh, yeah.
And once they get in that computer game, they can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
They're just bound in that. And so the final destiny of the game is their destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to us when Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Sin sucked us into that game of sin and death. And the end is death. Every single one of us who come into this world, we are headed to a grave. That's our destiny. And there's no way that we can free ourselves from that destiny. There's no way that we can extricate ourselves. We are trapped in that realm of sin and death. But Jesus Christ entered, he died, and then he was raised back to life. He got out, and what he is doing is leading others out. And anyone who responds to the good news of Jesus Christ, they are taken out of that game, that
yeah.
realm of sin and death, and they are put into a different realm altogether. That's the realm of life. So we have been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So that's the good news. And what God was doing in all of those unusual things around Christ's death was to point neon signs saying, hey, if you want to get out of the realm of sin and death, you're going to get out through the death of Jesus Christ,
yeah.
through the burial of Jesus Christ, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
That's a great answer, Bob. Thank you for that. And, friends, again, if you have a question, don't hesitate to reach out to us either during the live broadcast at 844-322-2742 or that same number overnight. Just leave a voicemail for us, and we'd love to hear from you. You know, friends, the latest addition to the Basic Gospel YouTube list is Bob Christopher's video called What is the Gift of Prophecy? An Exposition of the New Apostolic Reformation. It's a dangerous movement, and we believe you should know about that and be able to identify the false doctrines that it promotes. The title, of course, that video again is What is the Gift of Prophecy? And it answers the question, are there modern-day apostles and prophets? You'll find it in all of our videos at basicgospel.net. We hope you'll take advantage of that. Bob, a question from Anna concerning Matthew 6:15 and forgiveness. She says, I've been listening to you for 31 years. My, Anna. She really perseveres, doesn't she, Bob? Yeah, through the teaching, she says, I believe I have a good understanding of the provisions of God's grace given to us in Christ under the new covenant, but my Bible study teacher and I are at odds in the interpretation or application of Matthew 6:15 regarding the issue of forgiveness. She aligns with John MacArthur's teaching that says one cannot be right with God if he is unforgiving of others. He goes on to say forgiveness restores the believer to the place of maximum blessing from God. Then Anna says, I believe that is a legalistic application that does not apply to New Covenant believers as we are in Christ. I believe that the finished work of Jesus Christ has dealt with my sin debt once and for all. Because of his sacrifice, I will never be unforgiven again. How should Matthew 6:15 be interpreted and applied through the lens of the New Covenant?
Well, when you read it for what it says and actually let the Word speak to you, it's a very scary statement, one of the, I think, scariest statements in the Word of God. And here's what it says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah.
So I have to forgive everybody, or otherwise Jesus or God the Father will not forgive me. Well, there's certainly going to be situations in all of our lives where we're going to choose not to, sure, not to forgive. Situations in our past before we came to know Jesus. And if that's the standard, if that's what I have to do to get forgiveness, then, man, I'm without hope.
Yeah.
I'm without hope in this world. And I think that's exactly what Jesus was getting at in this entire sermon. If you think the Ten Commandments is hard to try to live up to, try the Sermon on the Mount.
Yes, indeed.
He takes it to the heart. The Ten Commandments talk about committing adultery. Here, Jesus talks about lust in the heart. The Ten Commandments talk about murder. Here, Jesus talks about anger in your heart. And he also is talking about unforgiveness in your heart. And then he says, you know, if you want to be connected with the Heavenly Father, you've got to be as perfect as he is. There's no other standard for righteousness. And we're undone. We unravel like a cheap sweater, yeah, under the weight of this sermon. But this is exactly what Jesus wanted to do, to bury us so that we could recognize our real need, that there is no ounce of righteousness in us. We just don't have the ability to save ourselves, to get ourselves free from this realm of sin and death. That takes the work of Jesus Christ. So under that old covenant, God was showing the real spirit of the law there, so that we could experience the real work of the Spirit in the New Covenant. And in the New Covenant, we read, for example, in Ephesians 4 and Colossians chapter 3, that we're to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us.
Right.
So that's the good news. Why the difference? Well, it's the shift from the old covenant to the New Covenant. We live in a new covenant. We are in Christ. We have forgiveness of sins. And we can extend forgiveness based on the forgiveness we have in Jesus.
Indeed. And I hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, if there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and we ask your support of this ministry with your prayers and with your gifts. You can make that gift at basicgospel.net. And when you do, we're going to send you a copy of a wonderful resource called The New Covenant Journey. Be sure to request your copy when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be back again with us tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.